AP News for this Sunday, October 29th. I'm Jackie Quinn. As Israeli forces continue to pound targets in Gaza,
the situation in Gaza is growing more desperate by the hour.
The UN chief is calling for a humanitarian ceasefire.
The number of civilians who have been killed and injured is totally unacceptable.
President Biden spoken with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but his national security advisor says they won't tell Israel what to do.
We'll continue to ask hard questions about how they are thinking this through, how they are proceeding, but ultimately these are their decisions.
Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Residents in southern Maine gather to pray in churches and vigils, honoring the 18 killed and others injured in two shootings in Lewiston. William Brackett lost his son, who was hearing impaired. He says he's angry about the alleged killer fatally shooting himself.
They're done. They think they've accomplished what they want to accomplish, they shoot themselves.
United Auto Workers Union is escalating the strike against General Motors after another tentative deal was announced. Our Julie Walker reports.
The Auto Workers Union and Jeep maker Stellantis reach a tentative contract deal. Ford already has an agreement. GM is the only big three automaker still negotiating with the UAW. Now its Spring Hill, Tennessee plant is on strike.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Fans are still reeling over the news that actor Matthew Perry of Friends fame died late Saturday. Local media report the 54-year-old was found dead in a hot tub. In the AP college football poll, Georgia remains number one for the 20th straight week. Oklahoma drops to number 10 after an upset by Kansas. This is AP News. More on the death of Friends actor Matthew Perry.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
I don't care. This is our apartment, and they stole.
You stole.
Actor Matthew Perry, best known for the sitcom Friends, was found dead at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday, according to coroner's records. He was 54. Perry struggled with addiction and said in a 2013 AP interview he hoped being open about it would help others.
If you're wondering if you're an alcoholic, you probably are.
Bull, you know, like the animal.
Actor Richard Mall has died at the age of 80, according to his publicist. Mall was best known for playing the bailiff Bull Shannon on Night Court.
Have you met them yet?
Critics hate the movie Five Nights at Freddy's, but fans love it. Studio estimates show it made $78 million domestically in its first weekend, even though it was available at the same time for home streaming on Peacock. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.